This is a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus went down with his apostles and disciples and stood on a level place. A large crowd of his disciples was there, and a great number of people from all over Judea, from Jerusalem, and from the coastal region around Tyre and Sidon, who had come to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. Those with troubled spirits were cured, and people all tried to touch him because power was flowing from him and healing them all. Looking at his disciples, he said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you who hunger now, for you'll be satisfied. Blessed are you who weep now, for one day you'll laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, when they exclude you and insult you and reject your name as evil because of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, because great is your reward in heaven. For this is how their ancestors treated the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you already have received your comfort. Woe to you who are well fed now, for you will go hungry. Woe to you who laugh now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when everyone speaks well of you, for that is how their ancestors treated the false prophets." And this is the gospel of the Lord. Plodding across the barren Afghan desert, a lonely Taliban terrorist made his way, gasping now for water. On the horizon, he saw what looked like a person or people. So he made his way toward that mirage, and when he got to it, he discovered it was just an elderly Jewish guy with a makeshift booth selling COVID-19 masks. So he said to the guy, he said, "Water, water, do you have water?" And the Jewish fellow says, "No, but I have COVID masks, $5, good price." The terrorist says, "I spit on your masks, $5. I don't want a Western adornment, overpriced at that. I want water, water." The Jewish man says, "I have no water, but I have masks, $5. The Afghan guy says, "I hate you. I detest you, you infidel. I should wrap that mask around your scrawny neck and pull life out of you. But I must conserve my strength, because I must make my way through this desert." The Jewish man says, "Look, I hold no grudges because you don't buy my mask, because you hate me and call me an infidel, because you threaten my life. Look, over that hill in the east, about 2 miles beyond it, there is a wonderful restaurant. They have the best of foods and all the cold ice water you could possibly want. Go in peace." And cursing him, he made his way, the Afghan terrorist, over the hill to the east to find the restaurant. 5 hours later, the man came crawling back, the terrorist, almost dead. And he said to the Jewish fellow selling the masks, "I found the restaurant. They wouldn't let me in without a mask." The point of the story, which I share with you courtesy of Mike, who sent it to me last night, the point of the story is sometimes what we want isn't what we really need, right? So in the gospel today, we find Jesus, and he's been a busy guy. His ministry is picked up. He's already in disputes with the Pharisees about picking grain on the Sabbath and healing on the Sabbath. He's called his apostles, the 12, representatives of the 12 tribes of Egypt. He's been on the mountain all night praying. And I just want to take a moment to point that out. Jesus prayed, so should we. He prayed all night before he came down the mountain with his apostles, stood with them, and preached this sermon, which we call the Sermon on the Plain, as opposed to the Sermon on the Mount. And Jesus is telling his disciples, because that's who this sermon is directed to, he looks at his disciples and he says, blessed are the poor. I can guarantee you that not one of those disciples thought of poverty as a blessing. Like most of us, they wanted to be financially secure. So Jesus is telling them something not only they don't want to hear, that they don't really get. Blessed are the poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Why could that be? What is it about being poor that makes God's kingdom ours? Maybe we should look at what Jesus says about the rich. He says, woe to you who are rich, for you already receive your comfort. When we are secure in ourselves, we often feel we have everything we need for our lives to work. We have money, we have food, we have security. People speak well of us. And so why do we need God when we have all of that, when we have notoriety, when we have the security of wealth and food and possessions? And Jesus says those things can be curses because we can forget the reason we need God. And the reason we need God is all of us are poor. All of us, whatever we have, if we're bazillionaires or if we're wondering where our next meal is coming from, all of us have nothing that we can rely on. Our lives themselves can be over in a flash, right? We can go to bed one night and not wake up the next morning. Or the market can crash and everything we thought we had is gone. Or we can lose our jobs. Or there can be such a disruption in a supply chain that even if we have money to buy food, there's no food to buy. So things can change on a dime. And I think what Jesus is saying in this sermon is we have to know every moment of our lives that we need God. And we may not think we want to be poor, but if losing some of our possessions is what we need to rediscover how important God's abundance is for us, then we're blessed to lose it. This is a sermon that Jesus preaches that says to his disciples, and it says to us, we must realize every moment of our lives, every day of our lives, that we live in God's love. There's good news there, and there's bad news there. The bad news is that all of the things we think we can rely on are useless. They're lies. You know, if you ask the question, who am I? A lot of people will say, well, I'm a doctor, I'm a lawyer, I'm a pharmacist, hear what they're saying? I am what I do. You know, I'm a good person, I do good things, I am what I do. I volunteer on weekends at a homeless shelter, I am what I do. We're not what we do. We can't rely on that. Or some will say, I am what I have. I'm a wealthy guy. Want to see my yacht? But see, that can be gone in a flash too. So we're not what we have. We can have a lot one day and it can be lost the next. I don't know if you've grown up with those stories of the market crash in 29, when people who are very wealthy jumped out of buildings because all of a sudden, after a market crash, they were worth nothing. Their lifestyle had completely changed, and they couldn't stand the loss. Or some people say, I'm what people say about me. I've got a good reputation. People think I'm a great guy. Oh, what a nice fella he is, eh? Or how smart, what a smart person. Or good, how good he is, she is. But see, all of that doesn't matter either, because who cares what other people think about us? They could be dead wrong. And if somebody says something negative about us, it can ruin our day, right? I can give the best sermon that preached in New York on any given Sunday, and if somebody says, boy, that was awful, that's the only person I will have heard that day, right? If I'm thinking that I am what people think of me, because people will think one way or the other. It's very important if you're young and your peer group has expectations, you know, everybody's got to do this. That's a lie. What is not a lie is what Jesus tells us in the sermon as well. He says, you are who you are in the eyes of God. Nothing less. Who are we in the eyes of God? We are beloved sons and daughters. We are the ones who don't have to worry about poverty because God's abundance surrounds us. We don't have to worry about food because God nourishes us. We don't have to worry about what other people think of us because we know what God thinks of us. He delights in every one of us. Every one of us, you and I, we are all the apples of God's eye. And he loves us more than we could possibly imagine. And that's the truth that this sermon asks us to live into. It says, don't rely on wealth, don't rely on your abundance collected. Don't rely on your moods, whether you're happy or sad. Don't rely on your reputation. Rely only on this. God loves you. God loved you from before the day you were born. God will love you into eternity because the love story we have with God never ends. And so we may think like the terrorist, we have needs. We need to be happy. But you know, sometimes sadness deepens us in a way that happiness can't. It hollows out the heart so that God can fill us. We learn a whole lot more when we mourn than when we laugh. Because we learn about love. Mourning always reminds us about how much we love another who may in some ways be slipping away from us. God asks us to see in every moment of our lives his love. If we do experience abundance, he asks us to know that it's not ours. It's not our fault or to our merit or credit that we have a nice sizable bank account. And it can be gone like that. But he also asks us when we struggle to recognize that we are never struggling alone. That God is with us always. And when we think we can't go a step farther, he's there to help us move along. The challenge of this gospel is to be God's people, not people of the world. It's to remember that the world offers false happiness, but God offers true joy. and to always pursue the face of God.